Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. So on this topic of separation or secession from Canada, there is a group of people that feel that this is the way to go. And there's points in between. So you've got people on one side that are saying, absolutely not. We stay as a province within the Dominion of Canada, but we need to forge a better relationship. Then you've got people that are saying, I'm gone. My bags are packed. I'm out of here. And then you've got a group of people that say, let's look at some steps in between there. And if we need to, maybe this is what we need to look at. And so Nadine Ness is someone whose voice has been heard on this topic over the last little while. She's the founding member and president of a group called Unified Grassroots here in Saskatchewan. And Nadine Ness joins me by phone. Nadine, thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you so much for having me, Evan.
So maybe just I'll just let you tell me what is the effort that you're putting forward with your team from Unified Grassroots on this issue of separation?
Yeah, so one of the things that we realize as an organization that can be quite effective is if you give people an area or a place to gather that have similar concerns, and then they become a louder voice. And we did this with our organization in the past, and it was extremely effective. Now, in our organization, we have full-on separatists. We have 51st state people, but we also have people who are just not okay with the status quo. We have people who think that we need to take a stand. Now, the main reason we decided to move on this, for one, we had the infrastructure as an organization to be able to take the lead. We do have a big reach throughout the province. We probably have about 70,000 to 80,000 members and followers, so we do have a big footprint. And we did poll our group, and 90% of our group was for separation. Now, does that mean that that's our main goal? No. But if we can gather, let's say, 200,000 people in Saskatchewan that are going in that direction, that want separation, or that are angry enough to want to do something about it, that in itself will send a message to Ottawa. And if you look at our petition, and I know the NDP has been labeling us as a separatist group, we didn't even start talking about this till the last election. So we are for sovereignty. We are for Saskatchewan thriving. We are for Ottawa not impeding on our potential in Saskatchewan. We are for equalization, being treated fairly as with all the other provinces, but also having proper representation. Now, that doesn't happen if we stay quiet and pretend everything is good. So right now we're like at that point, we're gathering everyone who's not happy with the way things are. So it like I said, it can be from full-on separation, it can be from joining the 51st state, or it can be just from supporting Scott Moe as he takes a strong stance for against Ottawa.
So Nadine, is there a possibility if we have the premier's meeting on with the prime minister on June the 2nd in Saskatoon, and we start seeing what looks to be steps in the direction of rectifying some of these things? And I know we've got a list of them that, that we would like to see happen. Does that mean you back off?
No, I don't think that means we'll back off, because the fact of the matter is the current government could potentially do the right thing and do electoral reform, have a proper Senate representation, take away equalization payment, could do all of that. But the next government might do the exact opposite. So I don't think we should just like forget about it, because this is going to be a continuous thing. And you got to understand too, look at the history of how Saskatchewan and Alberta has been treated over the last, since it was created. There'd be some times where there'd be a little bit of give, and then it'd all be taken away. So I think giving people that voice, and if the demands or whatever are not met, that's just going to create more momentum for the movement.
Do you think you will get enough signatures? You need 15% of eligible voters to sign a petition to trigger a referendum. Do you think you will get that?
Yeah, if we can reach the people, but that's not going to be just us. Like, this is not going to be a UG-only effort. We're going to need every single people in the province to have conversations with their neighbors, to have conversation at Coffee Row. But where we can help as an organization is give them a place to gather and find other people who think like that, but also provide them with the information and resources that they'll need to be equipped for those conversations. Because a lot of people are not super informed in this avenue. Yes, there's a portion of the population that's been separatists and sovereignty fighters for the last like several decades, but the majority of the people are not quite there. I would fall within that description. I wasn't even a separatist until the last election, and then I've kind of lost hope that Canada's going to treat us good.
Right.
So, but
can I jump in, Nadine? Because we've only got about a minute left, and so part of my concern is, and we're going to open up the phone lines after 10:30 to talk about this, but do we know the consequences? Like, do we know the consequences of a referendum vote that would have Canada or Saskatchewan seceding from Canada? Are you talking about that at your town halls?
We will, but we won't have the answer for that. And when you look at any time there was like a revolutionary change, for example, like the Civil War that separated from in the U.S. that separated from the Crown, did they know the consequences before? No, but the thing is, you got to look at what is the status quo. Is it working for us? Because right now, I kind of see it as almost it has no choice but to get better.
Well, Nadine, I appreciate you stopping by. I know the website is unifiedgrassroots.com, and you've got some town halls happening in different parts of the province. Thanks for providing the other side of the perspective on this discussion this morning.
Thank you so much.
Nadine Ness, who is the founder and the president of Unified Grassroots, they are a group that are actively gathering signatures and saying something's got to change, and it might mean that this looks different. What do you think? And maybe the question is, and I've been talking about this, is what answers do you want to have in your head before you would actually go in and put an X on a ballot if you were voting on this sort of a separation referendum? 1-877-332-8255. Open the phones for you next here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.